Since December, a few intrepid Cook Inlet fishermen have been trying something new. They've been fishing for pollock in state waters using seine gear. It's an experiment to determine the viability of establishing a future fishery in the area. KBBI's Shady Grove Oliver spent a day aboard the Sea Prince to see how the experiment is working.
We set out from the Homer Harbor before sunrise. The crew of the 58-foot Sea Prince organizes gear on deck under a floodlight as we chug into Kachemak Bay. In the wheelhouse, Captain Rob Nelson is preparing for the first set. He's not totally sure where or when to set the net.
It'd be great if I kind of knew exactly what to expect and, you know, and how to gear up and everything, but somebody's got to go first, I guess.
The Sea Prince and one other vessel, the Silver Streak, are the only two boats that have gone out so far. It is a risky venture, after all, to put time and money into something that might not pan out. And that's the bare bones of this experimental fishery, to test the waters for potential and figure out the particulars along the way. That's one of the reasons Elisa Russ is on board today. She's an assistant area management biologist for Fish and Game.
Definitely that has been the impetus with having every single trip observed with a Department of Fish and Game observer on board to monitor the bycatch as well as the effectiveness of the gear and how the fishery is prosecuting.
Chinook bycatch has been a huge concern for fishermen and biologists alike. Since the fishery started in December, there have been 45 kings caught. Russ says all but two were released unharmed, and those didn't go to waste.
And so any that are caught and killed, which as I said was two, then I'm processing for sampling and taking genetic information from, and then I've been donating them to the Homer Food Bank.
The majority of the bycatch has been herring, jellyfish, and the occasional Pacific cod, and numbers are lower than initially expected. Captain Nelson says the other thing that's been lower than expected is the pollock.
The fish are in the deep, you know, they're out this time of year, they're out in the, you know, out in the deep hole, so it's kind of out of our reach unless they really come up. You know, so you can see the potential, you know, with a little deeper net, you could go out and fish, you know, right out in the middle and probably catch some real volume doing that.
The Sea Prince can fish down to about 150 feet, whereas the Silver Streak is limited to 75 feet. And so far, the numbers reflect the net size. During the seven trips the boats completed in December, the Sea Prince caught more than 10 times the amount of pollock as the Silver Streak, and the combined total of 11,400 pounds was still only a fraction of the 220,000-pound GHL for 2014. To date, just over 30,000 pounds have been caught total. Captain Nelson says there is good biomass, but lots of other contributing factors have come into play, like tides, time of day, temperature, and depth. But he says the biggest challenge so far has actually been what to do with the fish once it's caught.
Just started slower, you know. It's one of those things we figured we were going to be kind of, you know, hot and heavy into it at the beginning. And then market-wise, it's just kind of, you know, that's kind of been a little slow.
They really need to diversify who they've been selling to because the markets have been so slim in the fall. So I think they're hoping that with the opening of the trawl pollock fisheries, the big fisheries in the state for pollock, this will hopefully allow them more options for where to sell their fish.
The majority has gone to the bait market at 30 to 40 cents a pound, and he's sold some to the South Korean fresh market as well. Nelson plans to deliver today's catch to the auction block in Homer. In the 10 hours we're out fishing, they catch a grand total of 3,872 pounds. It's not the most they've done, and not the least. With the sun well below the horizon, the Sea Prince stows its gear and heads back to town. We head inside a warehouse where people are busy opening up the totes and throwing fish. There's also a surprise visitor. Beaver Nelson is the captain's father, who's come to see how his son fared today. He also sits on the Gulf of Alaska Pollock Work Group. It was created to stimulate discussion about opening state waters to seining for the species. Pollock is caught predominantly in the federal trawl fisheries, but he says recently there's been interest in new avenues.
And there's other areas, Sandpoint, Kodiak, and King Cove, those areas are all interested in possibly seining for pollock also. So this fishery is basically to determine if seining is a feasible way to capture pollock other than trawling, and a safer way, possibly with much less bycatch than trawling would involve.
There's still a lot up in the air. There are a lot of unknowns, and it's still a risk. but Captain Rob Nelson says it's worth it.
Might not even be a profitable venture the first year, but at least, you know, it'll be a start, and you got to start somewhere, and we'll know where to go from here. But the first thing is to show that it can be done.
He and other fishermen have until the end of February to do just that. In Homer, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.